Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
I know, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Listen, everybody.
It's delightful.
I want you to get out there today.
Oh. We got our marching orders?
Hold on.
You can do it.
Hold on.
You need one of those little spools. How come you started using earbuds for headphones?
I'm not sure.
It's kind of nice, actually. It's a good
it
look.
Is really
it's
nice.
It's a good look on you.
Oh, it looks?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking of it
looks
in that
nice
sense.
Nice and clean.
But it feels, I just feel like me, and I don't feel...
all boxed in.
Can you see what I'm trying to
duplicate
here?
I'm feeling it, actually, right now with my big headphones on.
Things.
I was like, wow, that looks really...
pushing into the side, and they cover half your head.
They do. You know, the thing about the earbuds, though, for me, I don't know what it is about my ears. Like, my ears actually get sore when I wear earbuds because you have to put them in.
Have you ever used those ones? I'm not using them now, but I got some of those, what are they called?
The little soft ones?
No, they make the, they... I went and got it done over at
Bananas
at Large.
Sarah, you have those.
I actually have a set of those, but they're... I find that they are so... my ears ring after I use them.
Well, they're beautiful. They sound so great, but they do...
they go right in.
They go into your ear in such a way that it's actually being piped down the tube a little bit.
All the way. It's like literally the sound opening is on your eardrum.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy how in your ear they get. I find them very... I find stuff in my ear to be really... I'm super envious because that looks like clean and simple and... I've been watching you all week, like, wow, that looks like
easy. These are really comfortable. I might try the other ones just to see, but my fear with the other ones is because our show, when you're listening to music, you just turn the volume up or down wherever you want it and leave it.
Yeah.
And so that's here. We could go anywhere from whispering to screaming.
Right.
In the course of 1 minute.
And we are pre-processing. Like, what we hear here in the studio is a lot different than what you hear coming through your speakers.
So, I do fear that...
I would take your head clean... or you would take your head...
I would take my own head clean off.
And if anyone's going to take anyone's head clean off with their voice...
It'd be me.
Although, there was some yelling yesterday. I thought... you know what I was thinking about yesterday all day? That effing emoji segment that we did. Like, we were all, like, yelling different emojis, and people were texting me the emojis they use all the time. And
well, what's weird is how shockingly bad at it you guys were.
Hey!
We all
use our own personal emojis.
I don't use emojis, ever. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, it's not something I do.
Didn't you say it even annoys you when people send you emojis?
Well,
I think
someone
she looks,
used to send me emojis. I'd be like, but you're a dude.
I think she looks down on people.
That's
who
what it is.
Emojis.
Dudes who use emojis.
Like,
you know what? The coolest guy I know sends emojis.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like,
if that guy can do it, yeah.
If Jim Thibode can do it. Anybody can do it.
Well,
pro skateboarder. Coolest dude around.
I don't LOL.
I don't LOL.
Oh, I LOL constantly.
Tell people.
Because I have nothing else to say. LOL.
I don't tell people, have a nice day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll say.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know, because everyone does that. I just say, have a great day.
Oh.
So, you know, not nice, but great.
Yeah.
You got to say great.
I got to.
You gotta have better than a nice day.
I
see.
Sarah.
I didn't realize. I'll try to remember that.
No,
what if I say?
I don't know why.
Have an awesome day.
That's fantastic.
How about have a killer day?
That's great. Although I did something on Facebook. You know how they have that little test you can take that?
No.
People will put up something and you press on it to see what your love name would be or what your
porn name would be.
Yeah, whatever.
I never do those.
Yeah.
I send
you
an emoji, but I'm not doing that thing.
Yeah, that's fun. So my little thing, I forgot what the test was, but I clicked it, and it said that my thing for the day would be to tell someone to have a day that you deserve and let karma handle that bleep.
Oh.
Oh.
It was just funny.
That is funny. It wouldn't be that funny if you said it all the time because it's a lot of words. But.
So instead of being like, all right, bye, have a nice day, you say, all right, bye, have the day you deserve.
Correct.
I actually like that.
It's kind of fair.
Right.
But that's really not the point in your parting. It's not about being fair. It's about parting without more conversation.
That, you know what? Ding, ding. There it is. You say that, you've just opened the door to more sentences coming out of your mouth.
Well, it's possible. Or, it's possible the person say, hey, bleep you. You don't know what I deserve.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Tell me.
You're right. I don't. I'm going to let karma take care of that.
Uh-huh.
Off you go. Into the day that you deserve.
You judging me? What are you doing with that comment?
I'm not judging you. I'm actually remaining completely neutral.
How dare you?
I'm super daring. You wouldn't believe how brave I am. Hey, we don't have show sheets. Just as a quick aside.
I have them right here.
Great.
I'm working on them. I had to add the...
I want to see all the good news on there, Yuzi.
Oh, well, I already told you all the good news.
Yeah,
every break.
We got Katy Perry tickets. Not every break.
Yeah, that's
break.
What I had to...
Not every break.
Except 9:52. I had to add on the Katy Perry stuff. So at 7 o'clock, we have Katy Perry tickets. She's coming to town, I believe, next week. So that's last chance to win tickets.
All right.
Anyway... Before I got sidetracked, and actually I've had a chance to think it through while we've been talking, I don't like what I was going to say.
Oh, but what were
you going to say? Something along the lines of, you guys get out there today and pursue happiness with childlike, wild abandon.
Oh.
Except...
That's better than have a nice day.
It is pretty good, except that, you know, you want to be on time for work, so... Don't
be that childlike.
Right.
After you're done with work today, pursue happiness with childlike wonder and abandon, or whatever you said.
Childlike wild abandon.
Wild abandon.
But then don't be late for dinner.
Someone worked hard to put that dinner on the table for you. It's annoying.
And then I started
when
thinking
hard
it
and
through.
Then you have to
right,
drag
I'm
someone
like,
in.
You know what? And ice cream sundaes aren't breakfast, so don't do that either. Well, and then suddenly I realized, you know what? Have a nice day. Forget it.
No, have a great day.
Whatever.
Have the day you deserve. I'm going to have the weekend I deserve. Are you going to have the weekend you deserve?
I'll tell you what I deserve. And I actually mean this. I deserve to not do any more chores. I've done all the chores. Mm. I've been doing chores after chores.
You're the man this week because she was at Dreamforce.
Yeah.
So and when is your wife getting home?
She's, well...
What time is she getting
Boy,
in?
Boy, you are just the instigator. Mm.
Well, happy Friday, Vinny. Have the day you deserve.
She's been going and coming and going because I leave in the morning.
Somebody
can't
has
get
to be
herself
there.
Up
right.
And get herself anywhere.
Also, it's illegal to leave a four-year-old unattended.
Right. So she's been coming and going each day. But she got home last night. In time for dinner.
Oh.
And then she's done. I believe Dreamforce is done. I don't think it's today. I think its last day was yesterday.
Oh, so everyone can have a happy Friday and get home at a reasonable time because they won't have to drive through the 200,000 extra people in town.
Right.
That is fantastic. You know what? Thank you, Dreamforce.
What?
Want to be off the hook that's like, oh no, it doesn't matter that you had to drive into the city every single day and do the work that you do. It's all on you this week.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean that I've been doing... It has nothing to do with the kid, actually. It's the other chores. Like, I got the vent fixed now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I got...
vent!
Yeah.
That was a fast order.
It hasn't been fast, though. That thing fell off the ceiling 2 weeks ago.
Right,
and
right when you first moved in.
I thought it was this week.
No, in each day, I've been not only seeing it, but doing something to pursue a solution to the problem. First, it was just the new cap for it.
Right.
I ended up having to replace the whole damn thing.
Oh.
Which, it's not that expensive. It's just a thing you had to order and then put in. And then, like I said, the first one wasn't the right size.
But now it's secure.
There I am, banging it with a maul, hoping to to God it will seat properly, and it wouldn't.
Too tall.
It's done.
All right.
I got that done yesterday.
Oh, that's a good feeling,
so I'm feeling
Vinny.
Pretty good, right. So, yeah, I'm
so
just going to
no
try and...
No chores this weekend.
Hopefully surf.
Watch
maybe
some football.
Maybe watch a little college football.
Right. I think that the rain's supposed to taper off today and not start again until Sunday night.
Not enough showers. Correct.
So we may actually... I have some caulking to do this weekend. I'm finishing.
More?
Finishing. We're finishing this weekend.
The whole backyard?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. We're very close on the backyard, though.
But
just in time for the rain.
Well,
so we can't enjoy
definitely
it.
Blew right past your July end date.
Mm.
Maybe next year, Sarah.
Well, you know, the problem is a lot of the stuff that we're doing, it's just the, it's really the three of us. And really, it's just the two. It's Dick and Chumley. I mean, they're doing the bulk of the work, and I go out there and tell them what I want. And then I go online and order the things that they say I need. They give me a list of the crap, and I go do that. But it's nice
that you have teamwork. A vision, though.
Oh, yeah. My God. I you know, the vision changes, and that's why it's good to only have two people doing it, because you can talk one of them into it, and then he tells the other guy, like, oh, she changed her mind again, here's what it's going to be now. But we're very close, and I know, and thank you for still listening to the show after my over a year. And actually, well, because it all started with that goddamn tree getting cut down in my backyard, whenever that was, 4 years ago.
Right.
When we suddenly had to address the problem in the backyard.
Stop tanning nude.
Yeah, my days of tanning nude are coming back, Vinny.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, pretty soon I'll be able to lay in the middle of the yard just in time for the rain to soak me. It would be fantastic. My parents are coming out in December, so there's a couple of things.
Oh, so will you lay out with your mom, who's very famous for the nude
laying?
Oh, I hadn't
even thought about it. Yes, of course we will. We'll cocoa butter up, and nice. Then we'll lay out. No, but there's just a couple things I really want to get done before they get here, because it would be nice for them to see that some progress has been made. So this weekend, you are doing no chores. You have plans this weekend?
No, I don't.
Your husband works both days,
great.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. He's so tired.
That's rough, man. This job is harder than his other job.
In a certain sense, yeah. He worked like, I don't know, 10 days in a row. Mm. And then he had 2 days off, Tuesday and Wednesday. And Tuesday he had to go, oh, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I'm just curious, and I honestly don't know, because I've done a ton of jobs, but I've never done car sales. Mm-hmm. So when they're not talking to a customer, is it their job to like take one of those PSI measures and check the tires on all the cars on the lot?
Or do they buff them up?
Here's your broom. Get out there.
No, because they have service people that do that. So he's not a service guy. He's a sales guy.
The hotline's ringing. Should I pick it up?
Oh, you know what? It's probably the Apple dude.
Oh.
Remember, we were going to get apples today?
Apple dude, we mean the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit, not the people from Apple.
Apple doesn't give nothing away.
Yeah, and right. They don't care about what we have to say at all.
I missed it.
I've noticed. I keep giving him suggestions.
Look up his name. We were talking about apples yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you had some kind of a poll what the favorite apples in the country were.
In USA Today, they were talking about how apples are such a big popular fruit, and there's so many variations varieties.
We're doing gala at my house right now.
Gala. See, yeah. that was the big one.
Yep. I had no idea there were so many varieties.
I know. The guy actually sent us a choose sheet. I actually felt like we should have chosen ones we'd never heard of before, but then I was like, but I want Honeycrisp and Fuji and Gala and Pink Lady.
I missed the call. Tell me if it rings again.
Oh,
all right. That's too bad.
I'm sorry.
I forgot the produce guys. North Bay Produce is where the guy's from.
Cool.
So we'll see if he...
We get to eat apples this morning.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
When I work grocery, which is a job I did, by the way, the goal was to be in produce.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I didn't want to have anything to do with meat.
Right.
And I didn't want to be a cashier guy.
Yeah.
Although you probably end up doing double, you know, both.
Yeah. The produce guys always seem like they're in a good mood.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm always like, hi.
There you are, stacking fruit.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Sure. Polishing apples.
I never made it.
This guy's name is Carlo.
Because, you know, the radio thing took off and I had to go. But anyway, so Johnny B.
So those are service
guys
that handle that stuff. I don't know what he does. I think he might go online and do some more learning stuff at this stage. But when he's not selling a car, so he had to work like 10 days in a row, and then he had Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then Tuesday he has to go in to get some paperwork to sell a car. Wednesday he has to go in.
So there's no days off.
Well, I mean, you just have to go when. When people say they're going to come in.
Right.
He needs that sale. Because
you need the sale. Is he making sales? Is he making money?
He's making a little money. There's always room for more.
Of course.
Is that a gig there's a salary, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you get your commissions.
There's a very small salary.
Almost more like a pittance.
Yeah.
And you got to sell.
Here's your stipend.
Oh.
And then sell.
But he sold some good cars.
Yeah.
And as he gets more seniority, he'll get a bigger percentage of whatever the commission is?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
I think
it's about volume.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. I think they want you to sell. The goal, the minimum goal, is to sell 10 a month.
Let me ask you a question.
Boy.
Like on Survivor,
yes, uh-huh.
Can he get a teammate to help him so mm-hmm. that there are times when he's like, Bob, listen, I don't want to come in today. I'm going to share my commission with you if you yeah. handle the paperwork.
Yeah.
If this bleeper shows up.
Right. If they show up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you? And
that's
then
a good
I'll,
idea.
And then, you know, he can have the other guys back when that guy's off.
Yeah.
Like you would.
You can do that.
That's what I'd
but
do.
But they don't want to do that.
Yeah, everybody wants
the
money.
Full amount of money.
Well, right, but if him and Bob, you know, whoever that is, are complimentary days off, like it works, then they would both be sharing the same amount and it would even out.
Right.
And they would get their time off.
He has done that, but he feels like we live a mile away from the dealership.
Oh, that's so convenient.
So he's like, he'll put on his little outfit. They have to wear black, black.
Oh.
With Mercedes emblems on it. And so he'll put on his little outfit.
He's got a uniform.
Yeah.
That's great. He loves that.
He'll put on his uniform and then go head over there and then spend a couple hours, whatever it takes. But, you know, you need that for the money.
Right.
You need that money, honey. Mama needs to pay the mortgage.
Yeah. Yes, Mama. It's true, you do.
Seriously.
So it sounds like we all have pretty low-key weekends going on.
Yeah, we're heading into some busy weekends.
We are. These are some
heavy weekends. A lot of events Hooman and I are going to be doing.
Well, and especially now through the end of the year, there's just, you know, everything is mashed in.
Right.
I assume that Hooman does not have a laid-back weekend.
Yeah, tonight we were talking about it quite a bit on the air. I'm going to go see Manon. I'm going to the opera. San Francisco
Manon.
Opera.
Manon, yes.
Manon, baby.
Manon at the
nice
opera.
Nice try.
Yeah. So that's and then I did a bunch of research. I've got a few different masseuses that I go visit, but this one masseuse started doing a massage the other day only on my stomach, and I'm like, oh, that is so intense. So I found a woman who only does abdominal massages.
Rubbing your belly. What is the purpose?
Just to move everything along?
Oh.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to try that out today.
How many massages a week do you get?
Sometimes, I mean, honestly.
You do love to be rubbed.
Yeah, I do. truth be told, if I'm to be entirely honest, sometimes 4 a week.
4 massages a week.
Sometimes, yeah.
Minimum of an hour?
I'll usually ask for an hour and a half. But with this abdominal, it's the first. I mean, how long can you rub the belly?
I know, that's so
I mean,
weird.
I know I got a big one, but.
How long can you rub the whole body head to toe?
So normally,
an hour and a half is too long.
Whole body is hour and a half. Don't
do you
say that.
You fall asleep during it, don't you?
Sometimes,
do
yeah.
Do you believe that when you start actually snoring and they can hear you snoring, they just stop and stand there?
I do. I was thinking that the other day. I was getting a massage. The woman was literally jumping up and down on my calves. I was like, oh my God, this hurts so bad. I was crying. There were tears coming out.
I
was just taking it. I was taking it like a good boy. And then, next thing.
I'm out.
It's black. And I kept thinking.
You tell me, you went from utter pain to you fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm
the
out.
The pain knocked you out.
It knocked me out. And then, like, I don't know how much time passed, but the massage was, like, over pretty quickly after I woke up. And I thought, oh, I bet she was just, like, just gently rubbing my hand for, like, a half hour as I was sleeping.
Stay asleep.
Right, because If she continued to do what she was doing on my calves, like my arms, my hands, my feet.
You would have woken up.
I would have woken up. But yeah.
You got a nice nap out of it.
It's worth
the money.
You know, I'll tell you why they would do that too. So I used to work at the La Costa Resort, as you know.
Yes.
And I would schedule the people for their appointments and whatever. Massage therapy, there's a high rate of, what do they call that? Carpal tunnel in the wrists. From the work they do.
Right.
So you see some of these cats, they're walking around with wrist braces until it's actual work time. And then they got to pull them off, painfully do the work they do on the people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how awful.
Well, it's just one of the things that comes with the gig. I'm sure it has to do with improper technique or whatever.
Right.
But so, yeah, she might very well be like, if I can get out of 15 minutes of this, I'm getting out of 15 minutes of this.
Rest my wrist for 15 minutes.
And she might, you know, you might not know that blackout might be because she clunked you on the head.
Yeah. It's true. You were suddenly out. That's suspicious. So she puts like some kind of smelling salt underneath your nose, and, you know, ether or whatever.
So normally,
how'd you go?
Normally, I'm going for the most painful I can find. So I'll go to the tie, and that's where they're walking on your back the entire time.
Yeah, but they still have a damaged part of my thigh from getting a Thai massage.
Well, maybe they can work it out. You want to go back?
Vinny. Still. No.
I'm telling
injured.
You, I have a sore spot on
show
my leg.
Show it to us.
I can't show you. It's a pain thing.
It's her inner thigh.
She was standing. I'm laying on my
back.
Well,
shouldn't we all see that?
No. And it's not my inner thigh. It's right on top of my thigh. And she's standing, holding onto the ceiling thing, or the bars, standing on me, using her toes to separate like your quad muscles, whatever the muscles on the front of your leg are. And at one point, I actually started screaming and was like, you have to get off me. And that was the end of that massage. And that's the last time I ever went.
Well,
and
I'm telling her story probably is, you didn't let me finish.
No.
I was just about to finish.
No, she was about to freaking break my leg.
Oh.
It was awful. Like, I swear to God, she got down to she like separated off all the muscles and got down to the bone and actually like dented the bone.
Dented
something.
I can't believe you're still
the
feeling
bone.
I still have I can find it. The sore spot on my leg. I can find it.
Can you?
I can.
Okay.
I'll find it during the break.
Yeah. Listen to you.
I'm busy, though. I got to get ready.
I'm at the dock with my kid, and the doc goes, does it hurt your hand? She goes, when I push on it, it does.
Okay, listen, the fact that if you can find, you know, there's a sore spot there. Oh, there it is. Oh, damn it. There it is right there. I'm telling you.
Get out of here.
I got it right there. It's very painful. It's like a 4. On the pain scale.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
It's like my mean frowny face on the pain scale. All right.
Do you think the doctors learned that in medical school?
How to kill you? Yes.
No, how to, you know, to have that barometer be one. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the pain?
Yeah. Have you ever, I guess, why would you take a child to the dentist or to the doctor? They have like little, from totally smiley face to like screaming in pain, red face with tears.
I bet
and
that's
all. And you have to point to where you're at.
I bet that's all also just passed on as you do your residency and learn from the people who've been around. Like, here's how you deal with whiny humans.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's where you all show up at the doctor's office all,
I'm the worst. Do with these other people. They don't know. They're like a 3. I'm a 5. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.